This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much, and I do mean so much, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. You really do. It's the only way you catch up on things. I mean, it's the only way you get another person's perspective as to what's happening. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. You know, today was a crazy day on the market because all you loons on the far left. You know, if it's the first time tuning into the show, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and I try to get both sides on. I try to get both sides covered, but I can't. For some odd reason, the left doesn't want to come on. And even the far right, I disagree with. Some of them don't like me. No one come on. So I'm kind of like a man without a party at times. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, we've got them on both sides, right? You've got the hardcore loon left, and you got the hardcore right-wing right, and every single thought that they have is true, right, and that's it. And everybody else is wrong, period. That doesn't help. Now, I'm not saying that if you're wrong, if you're right, you back down. What I'm saying is, if you really truly believe that every thought that comes into your mind, every thought that comes between your ears is real, true, right, and on, yeah, you got a bigger problem than I do. And I've got a microphone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate it. Head up to Facebook, where we're having, you know, a Facebook feed up there, where you can, you know, you got other people smarter than myself that are talking about what's going on in the market, talking about what's going on in the world today. So, the, now I told you yesterday, this uneducated, Maroney of a Republican, okay, conservative, I told you guys yesterday that the market was not in trouble. Seriously, not in trouble at all. Look, everybody's been talking forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, economists, about how the market had to, it had to reset. It still has to reset. It's not there yet. This is not the beginning of the nosedive. This is not the beginning of the end of the world for your finances. You know, I'm watching Facebook. I get such a kick out of it. The left is just going nuts. See that? Trump did nothing for the economy. Look what's happening. We're in a nosedive. People don't try. You know, I hope that there's enough ketchup or barbecue sauce for them to eat their own words. Because, if it took back all the gains from January, all the gains in 5 weeks, all your greedy little gains that you made in 5 or 6 weeks, but it didn't give up any part of 2017, now did it? So if you were in the market, you made money, period. Right? You can keep your doctor. No kidding. Anyway, so you've made money if you've just sat and waited and sat it out in the market, and you didn't get stupid. So what happened today? Come on, you know, you already know. Right. Half of the gains it lost, it got back today. Well, how does that happen? If the economy is in a dumper, it's taking a nosedive, it's all over, what happened? This is a wild swing over a couple of days. The Dow picked up another little over 560 points, right? Closed at almost 25,000. And all the volatility, you know, we're on our way down. That's it. It's over. Sky's falling. Remember that chicken little? Sky's falling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 567 points today, or 2.3%. Now, remember, the nosedive was 4.9% total. Today, we got back 2.3. Right? How is this the end of the world? I'm just trying to. I am to my Democrat friends. I'm trying to understand where it is here. Where is the bad news? U.S. equities have suffered from wild swings in a recent session amid growing concerns over inflation. A decline in the value of money due to rising prices. Investors are bracing for a possibility that the Federal Reserve will accelerate its timetable for hiking interest rates. Right? See, that's the other thing, too. We've had an artificial economy for 8 years. We have quantitative easing for 8 years. If you tune in tomorrow, I'll have David Fisher on with me. He is an economic expert. And he has a clue. I don't. He does. So while they're bracing for all this to happen and waiting to see what happens, you're going to have an issue. Also, the fact that we had a new Fed chair. This happens every time we have a new Fed chair. Does it drop this much? No. Is there a shakeup of the market? Yes. Right? Most of the sane economists were saying, hey, foundationally, we're fine. All the foundation indicators there are fine, not a problem. But did you know what I saw CNN do? At MSNBC, they went and got all those foundational. They found the majorly crashes of the market and showed that it didn't matter because even when the economic indicators were all right, the market fell this many times. And let me tell you what, the crash on Monday, or whatever you want to call it, the downfall, the spiral, was only like the 25th worst, not the first, not el numero uno, not people jumping out of windows. You know, seasoned investors know how to hang it out, or hang out. Anyway, UBS Senior Vice President of Wealth Management Jim LaCamp noted that the market's retreat was long overdue, saying investors should expect more volatility in the coming days, but that the market's probably closer to where investors could buy rather than sell. Traders jumped back into stocks late Tuesday session. The Dow, an index composed of the nation's 30 largest. Yeah, you know, and most of us don't even know what that means. Right, so the Dow's the 30 largest companies that are publicly traded and where they're at. Right? Now, when it first opened, it stumbled some more. You would think everybody would go, oh, my God. Right? No, not at all. Not at all, because again, when you don't have the nutballs in there trading, and you have people that can kind of hang it out a little bit, just wait and see what happens, right? They did. And their colleagues, I got a kick out of this, the CBOE Volatility Index, known as Wall Street's Fear Gauge, they actually have a fear gauge, I thought it was funny. It fell to 19.2% on Tuesday. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hang with me. You don't want to miss anything. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States, I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I like to go through this once in a while with you guys. You've got to get involved in the conversation. You have to be, you know, involved one way or the other. We have a chat room on the website, therealside.com. We have a chat room, I guess it's called a live feed on Facebook. There's a dozen ways to get involved in the conversation. The more, the merrier. Really, seriously, the more you get involved, the more informed you get. I always tell people, you can't just go believing or thinking that you believe or know what another group believes unless you've actually sat with them, spoken with them, you know, had a cup of coffee with them, cup of tea, glass of milk, whatever it is you do. Right? I mean, seriously. So, you know, when you look at what's going on, and I said it in the first segment, there are loons on both sides. There are people too far to each side, right and left. And I wouldn't say you discount them, but you sure as heck don't give them first place in the conversation. But I love this guy, Schiff. I mean, and he's from my neck of the woods. Right? I mean, he's from California. And I think he thought he was being really smart with what he did. They thought they were setting a trap. But, I mean, seriously, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, or what are they, deaf, dumb, and mute, or whatever. I'm not doing it to be nasty. You know what I mean? You'd have to have all kinds of visual and audio problems or challenges for you not to see this coming. And Dems are blasting the Nunes memo. Once urged FISA court for transparency. Right, so congressional Democrats have blasted House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and President Trump for releasing a memo detailing the alleged government surveillance abuse. But just a few years ago, the Democrats called for more transparency from the secret court process. Remember that? See, they blame us for being flip-floppers or not standing for whatever, but you got to think. You got to go over it. Think about what Schiff, how many times he's flip-flopped back and forth. How many times the Dems have when it comes to security, when it comes to how they want to handle things. Right? Wasn't the Obama administration the most transparent administration ever? Just ask him, he'll tell you. But notable ranking Democrat, Representative Adam Schiff, who fought the release of the GOP-backed memo. Remember, he described it as dangerous. National security. It's going to give away processes. It's going to give away the way we conduct business, conduct surveillance. It's going to give away the names of the people that did. Oh, my God, it's going to put the world in danger. Right? And when he made an appearance in 2013 on Russian television, RT, calling for transparency in foreign intelligence surveillance. Right? And this was the guy that made fun of Tucker a while back and said, you know, maybe you should move your show over to RT, you know, fake news, according to him, being part of the Russians. But he was on there. Oh, he was probably combating Russian propaganda, right? Schiff said in 2013 that the FISA court needed much more transparency so that the American people can understand what's being done in their name. They don't care who you are. This has got to send a shiver up your spine. This has got to make you just chill to the core to think that, look, most of us, they're not going to listen to us. We're not talking to them. You know the old joke, right? About the closest I come to a Russian is when I'm calling the supermarket to order or the local food store to order a little extra Russian dressing on my salad. That's about the only time I use the word Russia in my daily life. Okay, he added, I think this can be accomplished while maintaining sources and methods and not compromising some of the very real national security concerns at stake. Now, let's jump ahead to last week. When the committee voted to release Nunes' memo, Schiff said it was a very sad day. Right. So when the committee voted to be more transparent, Schiff said it was a very bad day. I mean, these people serious? Come on, think about it. Are they serious? Today, the committee voted to put president's personal interests, perhaps their own political interests, above the national security, Schiff said. Now, aside from their claims that the release of the memo posed a security concern, Democrats argue that the memo was misleading and politically motivated. They're now pushing to release their own 10-page rebuttal. But here's the fun thing about this. I love this. The 4-page memo that the Republicans put out did not come to any real conclusions. Simply stated how information was obtained, why there was an issue, and what needs to be looked into. Less than 4 pages. You get to Adam Schiff's memo, the Democrats' memo, it's what, just under 12 pages? Right? And it does call out processes. It does call out names. And they knew darn well it was going to get redacted. They knew it. Right? They knew, and it's funny, again, they didn't want it going to the FBI, which at every step has been against President Trump. So they didn't want the Republican memo going to the FBI. Or, I'm sorry, they did want it going to the FBI so that they could take out what they needed to. Maybe they had somebody inside, I don't know. But they didn't want the Democrat one going there. Why? What? Isn't it good for both? Right? Isn't it good for both to have them checked over? If there's anything sensitive given away, tell me what was sensitive in the Republican memo that should never have been released. Nothing. There's nothing in that memo that's top secret. Hush, hush. Most of it we already knew. The GOP memo detailed how the FBI DOJ sought surveillance warrants from a former Trump campaign advisor. What they call out in the memo is that, look, the information wasn't vetted. And not only wasn't it corroborated or vetted, but some of it was blatantly false. And the way they went about corroborating to get the warrant was they fed the information to a Yahoo plant, if you would. I don't know any of the name for it, journalist, writer, who wrote a story about this, wrote a story about, you know, the potential collusion with Russia. And then what happens? They use a story that they fed to the Yahoo commentator or journalist. Again, I don't even know what to call him. To get the warrant. It's a circular joke is what it is. He went on to say, I introduced bipartisan legislation in 2013 to require foreign intelligence surveillance court options, which contains significant statutory construction of interpretation to be declassified with appropriate redactions. Schiff said in a statement to a local news source, a very similar provision was signed into law as part of the bipartisan USA Freedom Act. He said he supported all that. And there should be as much transparency as possible, except when it might make us look stupid. In which case, we can't have that. I keep telling you guys, it definitely is a double standard. No question about it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, you don't. This is like smorgasbord night. And I'm going to keep talking as long as my voice hangs out. How's that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So much I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation.com. Here's what we're going to do. I'm only mentioning this once or twice. I may mention it in the next segment. I don't know yet. We're going to give away the flag again, right? We had a really good time with the flag. I'm going to do the same exact thing again. Here's how it works. The 35th email that I get. Okay, 35th email that I get says, send me the flag, you will be the winner. I'll announce it tomorrow night. All right? So I want you to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There was somebody in the last contest pumping away and must have sneezed or something because two got in between and one of them was the 35th. So, again, 35th one, you're in, you get it, okay? Really that simple. Hey, Trump just issued a warning. I want to call it a challenge. Or just basically saying, look, you're not bluffing me. All right? Really that simple. Trump says, listen, you can shut down the government over lack of a illegal immigration deal. And that's what it is. It's an illegal immigration deal. President Trump told the Republican lawmakers Tuesday they'd love to see a shutdown of the federal government. Democrats don't support the proposed changes to the immigration laws. Trump made the comment as GOP leaders raced to muster support for yet another stopgap spending bill. Yeah, let's kick it down the road again, right? I mean, because whatever. I mean, these guys, I don't care. Shut it down for a couple of days. Put a two-year plan on the table and shut it down. All right? This has got to stop. This is craziness. You know, and don't blame it on the Republicans, because when the Dems were in control, Mr. Obama was the first president not to have it. Well, I should say it was the first. He just seemed to make a habit out of not having a budget ready on time. Trump made the comments as GOP leaders raised to muster support. The White House has proposed steep cuts in legal immigration, increased border security, including a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Well, we know that. But the steep cuts in legal immigration, I don't understand what the problem is. We need to get our house in order. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't keep taking people in and feeding them when you can't even feed your own. You got to get your house in order. We're already in a deficit. They don't seem to have a problem with adding to the deficit by giving illegal money out. Yes, you heard me, illegal money out. Democrats have balked at the proposals and forced a three-day government shutdown over the issue last month. They did not force a shutdown. They caused a shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, well, he's a Democrat out of New York, told reporters that Trump's latest comments speak for itself. House Republican leaders announced Monday that they would try to pass a stopgap measure known as a continuing resolution by attaching it to a full year, $659 billion Pentagon spending bill. Right? Now, let me see. It's a stopgap priority of the party's Legion of Defense. Now, look at both sides, well, actually, like three or four different sides, the Republican Party, conservatives, non-conservatives alike, are good with this because it supports the military, props up the military. And you know what? They need to be strong. I'm so tired of hearing about how much we spend on our military. You know what my comment is? So what? They need to be strong. That's how you deter violence. When you got more guns than they do, you have more power than they do. House Republican leaders announced Monday that they tried to pass the stopgap measure. They just need more support. They really do. And you know what? Remember that the 60 votes is an agreement. It's a gentleman's agreement for all intents and purposes in the Senate. We'll see what happens. But at some point in time, the Republicans are going to have to grow a spine and say, you know what? The heck with this. We're just going to have to push forward and make this stuff happen. Because they will be in power. Look, based on how the Democrats are acting, they'll be in power a long time. The Republicans will be. You can't just run around saying Trump is corrupt 24/7 and hope to win anything. It doesn't work that way. In addition, Schumer has said that even if the measure passed the House, it would be barreling headfirst into a dead end in the Senate where it needs 60 votes. Sources tell Fox News the Senate could respond by reaching a deal to lift caps on both defense and non-defense spending, such as the agreement would increase funding for the Pentagon by as much as $80 billion. They want more domestic spending. In other words, they want more entitlement spending. Why should we give it to them? You know, it is painful. Families go through this all the time. Businesses go through this. We have to pull back and go, oh, my God, we now can't have two water coolers. We can only have one. We're trying to cut back on expenses. You know, and that reset causes pain, causes anguish, causes aggravation. It's just the nature of the beast. But we have to start eventually. Somewhere, somehow, we have to start eventually. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, let me see, she wants to link the budget deal to legislative action to address DACA. Now, they can do that if they want to. That needs to be a whole separate bill. See, I'm a proponent of one bill. One item, one bill. I don't care. It doesn't sound right. It's not good. People don't like it. It makes them uncomfortable. I don't care. My attitude is, you know, you want to talk about DACA? Put that on one bill. Right? You want to talk about, I don't know, come up with something else. My brain's not working right. Kelly was speaking in the, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was speaking in an effort to defend the White House's immigration plan, which offers a path for citizenship for up to 1.8 million people. That's three times the numbers of the... Now, here's the thing. This shows you how disingenuous they are. So the president, against what the right wants, the president has said, look, I'll give you up to 1.8 million. We will give them a path to citizenship. It's going to take them 10 to 12 years. Right? It's not an overnight citizenship. Right? We'll give you a path to citizenship, and that's the way we're going to help fix DACA. Democrats said that's unacceptable. Well, what's unacceptable? Do they want to wave the wand? And the number's about 690,000 official DACA registrants. That's what we're looking at as officially registered as DACA. He's saying I'll give you more than that. And the Dems are saying that's not enough. So they want them to fix DACA. They want them to back off of DACA. But that would only be 690,000. Maybe that's what he needs to do. He needs to say to them, okay, so if I back off the DACA thing, we're cool, right? So back off the DACA thing. Take the 690,000 and the heck with them. Kelly said that Trump would likely reject an effort to pass a short-term extension for the program, which is set to expire on March 5th, barring any kind of last-minute agreement. Seems very unlikely, he said. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky has said that his chamber will begin considering the issue, a debate that the GOP leaders expect to start next week. You know, they need not just to consider the issue, right? They need to fight it out. It needs to be finished, and they need to fight it out. I mean, it really is that simple. This is getting too, this is getting too irritating, too old, just too everything. And frankly, I love the fact that he says he wants to see a shutdown, that he's willing to fight with them. About time somebody's willing to fight with them. About time somebody's willing to take, whether it's Democrats and or Republicans and or conservatives and or people who are not paying attention. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hollywood's at it again. I just love this stuff. And these are the freaktoids of Hollywood. Quentin Tarantino says a 13-year-old girl wanted it with Roman Polanski in an interview from days gone by. Director Quentin Tarantino's under fire once again after a 2003 interview with Howard Stern in which he said a 13-year-old girl wanted to have sex with Roman Polanski. In response to the question from Stern why Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski was still celebrated by the entertainment industry despite allegations he sexually assaulted a child, Tarantino said it wasn't rape because the child wanted it. So what is it? So if I get signs from a 6-year-old and it looks like she wants me, it's okay? These guys are sick. No, seriously. If you Dems are listening right now and you're like all about these stars, these celebrities, I don't even know what to call them. These celebrities. And I love you guys on the left. You say, I'm part of the rape culture. Has this come back to slap you in the face or what? I'm part of the rape culture because I tell my daughter to watch herself when she's at college, to watch her drink, to watch the people she hangs out with so she doesn't end up in bed with somebody she doesn't want to be in bed with and didn't even know she was there. And I'm part of the rape culture. And these guys are running around saying having sex with a 13-year-old is acceptable? Come on. It's against the law, Quentin. Called statutory rape. Now, he says that that's not the same thing. Having sex with a minor who wants to have it, it's not rape. Okay. I wonder if he has a daughter. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOEY, 55732-5563. You know, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're actually involved and engaged. Because I want you involved and engaged. Really, seriously. Otherwise, why bother? Right? You got to get informed from both sides. There's a lot going on in the news. A lot to keep up with. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. You can even join Patreon, which is the group that, they handle our membership type of stuff, where you can actually be part of the team, part of my politically incorrect posse. Right? So, hey, you got to check it out. We'll post it up later on. Tarantino says that, I guess sleeping with a 13-year-old is fine, especially if she wants it. Where does that stop for these guys, though? 12? 11? 10? 3? 9? I want to know what the limits are. Right? I mean, seriously. I want to know. I know some of you are, come on, Joe, get off of this, right? You're spinning around here. But come on. Think about it. Think about the reality behind this. You look around and you look at what Hollywood is promoting, what it's allowing, what it films, what it videos, all in the guise of art. Right? All in the guise of art. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, it's just amazing. We did the daddy-daughter dance the other night, right? Remember that? We did how that now there's a couple schools that can no longer have or school districts that are poo-pooing the daddy-daughter dance because it's not gender neutral, right? Now we're good though with people kind, right? No more mankind. Now it's going to be people kind. Why? Because Trudeau, Prime Minister Trudeau from Canada, decided that, oh my God, this is unruly. We can't have this. This is wrong. So last Friday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flipped out after a woman representing a religious charity used the word mankind during a town hall gathering. Okay? Freaks. We've received many awards throughout the whole world. However, unfortunately, in Canada, our volunteering as a charitable religious organization is extremely difficult, the woman said. Now, that's true. Much like their brethren to the south, Canadian liberals loathe people of faith. They can't stand them. Well, actually, solid faith, I should say, or who actually live out their faith. Now, since he took office, Trudeau has really been pushing a radical gender-neutral type of agenda. That's why, in actuality, we can't do free volunteering to help our neighbors in need as we truly desire. So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so it can be changed, because maternal love is the love that is going to change the future of mankind, she said. She went on to start saying, so we'd like to, and Trudeau jumped all over her verbally. He got snippy with the poor lady, right? He says, we'd like to say people kind, not mankind, because mankind is not inclusive. I can't stand these people. I mean, seriously. Because this is the word man. Why don't we call it duh kind, right? What do you think of that? You get the message? Trudeau was in truth being dead serious. He wasn't joking. Since he took office, he's been pushing really hard on his gender neutrality. So how do you? Can I ask you guys a question? Because I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But how do you push for gender neutrality and push for women's rights at the same time? Right? Women can't be treated equally if they don't exist. It says no difference. No, really. Did they not see the confusion that they're creating on their own? Yes, last year Canadian lawmakers approved a law making it illegal to use the wrong gender pronouns. Critics fear that those who do not subscribe to the progressive gender theory could actually be considered hate crimes. Trudeau heralded the legislation, tweeting, "Hey, great news, Bill C-16 has passed the Senate, making it illegal to discriminate based on gender identity or expression." Love is love. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder where that stops. You might recall that our gender-neutral friends north of the border recently passed a bill to make the national anthem more gender-inclusive. The Canadians took out the phrase, "in all thy sons command," and replaced it with, "in all of us command." Well, why? I would have thought the women would want to leave it in there, because it went out. Prime Minister called it another positive step towards gender equality, and so words are what's going to make it equal, right? Remember the old days, we used to use sticks and stones may break our bones, but words would never hurt us. Now, I know words can be hurtful because, you know, you take the meaning of them in. But if you have a moron calling you a moron, you know what I'm saying. Right? I mean, you got to take the source. Where's it coming from? What are they saying? Are they mad? Don't we take that into consideration? Or is it okay for them to be black and white but not me? And you thought that the sex and gender revolutions were radical on the side of the board of, wow. You know, I mean, think about this. We banned the daddy-daughter dance. Facebook now has 72 different brand spanking new genders. Seriously. I wonder if we could take the President Trump's border plans and continue them along the north as well. Although they do have one, thing I really do like on their deportations. You heard about that, right? We did a story a couple nights ago where if you try to run to Canada, if you try to defect or immigrate or illegally immigrate, and you don't meet their guidelines, and let's say you came to America illegally, you don't meet the guidelines of Canada, but you go there anyway, and they catch you and they say, oh, yeah, this is not going to work. You don't meet our guidelines. Guess what? They can actually deport you back to your country of origin. Now think of that. Oh, we do? Look, listen. You got to listen to this. I'll have to restart it, but you got to listen to this. What are you doing? Because I love it. And on live radio, too. Here we go. Here's the Trudeau story. Hey, what are you doing?
So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies.
Now, this is a young girl, right? I mean, let's not be too sweet on her. Let's not be too forgiving. But here's a young girl who's simply just trying to make a statement. Wants some help from the Prime Minister.
That religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to...
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
Yes.
More inclusive.
There we go, exactly.
Now, I'm looking at the people clapping. And there's about a third of the people in the audience clapping. There's a bunch, if you look right up front, there's a whole bunch of people with smirks on their face like they're saying, you got to be kidding me. Right? Seriously.
And the crowd roars.
It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate it. Look, in the next couple of hours, you got Pastor David Hagel who's going to be joining us, and... you know, do we need God anymore? Have we given up on God? You know, are we so full of ourselves now, so sure that we got it all under control, that we don't need God anymore? I'm going to talk about that a little bit, which is kind of irritating to me anyway. Because it's like we're so full of ourselves, we're so sure. So sure that we know what's right in every situation, which is kind of stupid because if you think about it, we haven't got it right yet. Look at all the different various viewpoints on, I don't care whether it's sex with the, you know, the Quentin Tarantino piece I did, whether it's sex with 12 and 13-year-olds, or whether I can call you a girl or a boy. We are not on the same page. And, I mean, how full of yourself are you that, you whether you're on the left or right, you think that everything you think, everything you say, everything you do is so right, so real, so true, that everybody has to do it exactly the same way. Right? And the right does it. The left does it. But man, you guys scare me. I make mistakes all the time. I'm willing to be corrected. Right? Are you? Can you honestly say you're willing to be corrected? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with you. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Shouldn't be too much for you to read. Shouldn't be a big deal. But I send it out once a week. See who's coming on. See what they're going to be, you know, what topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. And I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. There's always a lot happening. I like to believe that we always keep you entertained and informed, mostly informed. I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.